12. Flower arranging and tea ceremony. Flower arranging. Flower arranging, or ikebana, is well known as a part of Japanese culture. This Japanese form of flower arranging evolved during the Heian period, 794 to 1192, as an art form. Ikebana and tea ceremony were considered two essential skills that every woman needed to study before getting married. Now they are only for those who happen to be interested. There are various schools of the ikebana art, including Akinobo, Ohara, and Sogetsu Ryo. Inside a vase, a spiked frog is placed to keep the flower stems standing. Ikebana has now spread to other parts of the world. Tea ceremony. The tea ceremony is a complicated form of etiquette and hospitality, formed into an art in the 16th century by a man named Ryukyu. The tea ceremony is a form of aesthetic enjoyment, especially popular with women. Some junior high and high school students also join tea ceremony clubs, considered a good way to learn etiquette and manners. When the tea is served, there are strict procedures established for drinking it. First, the teacup is picked up off the mat, and then it is turned clockwise 2 or 3 times. After a sip is taken, the cup is turned the other direction and put back down. While a light tea called sencha is the daily tea, a thicker tea called maka is used in the tea ceremony. 12. Flower arranging and tea ceremony. Flower arranging. Flower arranging, or ikebana, is well known as a part of Japanese culture. This Japanese form of flower arranging evolved during the Heian period, 794 to 1192, as an art form. Ikebana and tea ceremony were considered two essential skills that every woman needed to study before getting married. Now they are only for those who happen to be interested. There are various schools of the ikebana art, including Akinobo, Ohara, and Sogetsu Ryo. Inside a vase, a spiked frog is placed to keep the flower stems standing. Ikebana has now spread to other parts of the world. Tea ceremony. The tea ceremony is a complicated form of etiquette and hospitality, formed into an art in the 16th century by a man named Ryukyu. The tea ceremony is a form of aesthetic enjoyment, especially popular with women. Some junior high and high school students also join tea ceremony clubs, considered a good way to learn etiquette and manners. When the tea is served, there are strict procedures established for drinking it. First, the teacup is picked up off the mat, and then it is turned clockwise 2 or 3 times. After a sip is taken, the cup is turned the other direction and put back down. While a light tea called sencha is the daily tea, a thicker tea called maka is used in the tea ceremony.